Back here on the Ice Rays Intermission Report, Rob Sanderson, current voice of the Ice Rays, joined by former voice of the Ice Rays, Josh Bogorod, now the voice of the Dallas Stars. Thanks so much for the time.
Rob, it's a pleasure to be here, and congratulations. I still tune in and follow the Ice Rays pretty closely, and I think you're doing an outstanding job.
Well, I really appreciate that. With yourself and in a lot of other names, there's some big shoes to fill there continuously. I think this organization has probably the top list of alumni of broadcasters that have come through it. And obviously you here in the National Hockey League, this is your first year as the play-by-play voice of the Stars. Obviously you've been with the team with the reporting side of things, and obviously you have the play-by-play background. But first year here as the guy, the play-by-play guy, what's it like transitioning back to play-by-play?
Yeah, it's kind of like a return to a former life, because it's something that I experienced for so long, for 7 years in Corpus Christi and then 3 in Alaska. Then you sort of break away and you're in a familiar role, but it's not exactly the same role. And so it's relearning habits that I would have on game days and prepping for rosters in a different way that you did when you were a host. And it really came back maybe even surprisingly quickly, and I think that's where you fall back on over a decade of doing it. You hope that muscle memory would return. It has, and then you just remember exactly how much fun it is, and it's been the absolute time of my life. It was something I've wanted to do since I was probably around 8 years old, and still kind of pinch myself coming to the rink every day that I get to do this at this level for an organization like the Stars, and it's been an amazing journey.
We're here at the American Airlines Center. You're getting ready to call the Stars and the LA Kings. As an LA boy yourself, you always ask players, do you get extra motivated for a certain game against a former team or a hometown team? Is this any extra fun for you?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, they're all really fun. I don't know if you'd say extra fun, but this is the second time we're playing them, and we played them very early in the season. It was back in October, and so I was only a handful games deep at that point in time, and that was pretty wild, because I had friends and family from LA, and I did grow up a Kings fan, and I got to talk to their former broadcaster who just retired a couple years ago, and he was really influential on my life and on my career. And yeah, coming full circle and calling a game that they were involved in was pretty surreal. And now I was talking about that earlier, we're almost 50 games into the season, and it is still that feeling is there, but it because it's not so earlier in the year, it's become normal, and it's an awesome normal. It's the greatest. But yeah, it's a little different, but that first one was very, very surreal.
So you were with the Ice Rays until 2010, if I'm right? Okay, so when you look back at your years there in Corpus Christi, what sticks out about the organization? Obviously, you were there in the CHL days. Now the team is in juniors in the NAHL. Those days, was there a favorite road trip in the division back in the day, or something that always stuck out?
I think it was more than one specific trip. It was the people that I met. I still, because I spent more time there my entire career, even to date in Dallas, Corpus Christi has been the longest place I've been in one locale. And so personally, the relationships that I made with people involved in the team, those outside of the team, I met my wife there, and I still have family that lives there, and we go back as often as we can. That's what I think about with the Ice Rays. I mean, I met Cassidy. I joke with him when he was a little kid, and he became one of my first friends in Corpus Christi. I've watched him grow up over the years, and there's people like that. And I love that I look back at where all of this started, and this has been a very strange 7 months for me, because when you finally get this job, it's kind of like achieving a goal that you didn't know was always going to come. And you do a lot of retracing of your steps and how it all got to this point. And Corpus Christi and the people there in that Ice Rays organization played such a vital role in all of it, that when I get asked about how I got from wherever I was to right here, it's an impossible story to tell without including the city of Corpus and the organization of the Rays / Ice Rays. And I'll forever be indebted to the folks there and my time there because of what it meant to my life and my career. That's the memory. It's really all of that.
I think back to August, my first day in the office, and you were there. We got to chat. So you're back there, you're visiting, you're with your family. Was there one spot you had to go to when you were back in town?
Yeah, I go back so often now because my wife is from there and that's still home that we try and hit spots. And it's interesting to take my kids who weren't around when I lived in Corpus Christi and drive by the Lex and go to the aquarium and things that we used to hold player events. And it's a strange experience to go back and sort of view it through their eyes. I felt like I was just a kid myself when I showed up there. So we have favorite restaurants, but it's the people, and that's who we have to go back and see. And that's why, and when I'm back in town, I'll still poke my way through. My only regret is I haven't been able to go back during hockey season, because since I left, I've always had something going on during hockey season, whatever league I was in. One of these years, I'm going to find a way to get back there and actually go to an Ice Rays game, because the last one I went to was the last one I called, and one of these days, it'll work out.
For sure. Now, so you left Corpus Christi to go to the former Alaska Aces in the ECHL. First of all, what was that experience like? But also, for these Ice Ray players and staff who are about to make the trip to Alaska in less than 2 weeks, any advice?
Yeah, pack layers. It was the time of my life. It was the experiences that I had in those 3 years there will probably be wilder than any 3 years anywhere I go. It was really, really incredible, and I was petrified. I didn't want to leave Corpus Christi and move to a place that was so off the map, and I had to go because the job was so good, and Corpus really prepared me for that, because I was going to a place I wasn't really familiar with and instantly fell in love with it. And I feel like I've been really lucky. I don't know that broadcasting travels, they take you to a lot of places that you don't necessarily know where you're going to wind up and what it's going to be like. And I feel unbelievably fortunate that the two places that I wound up felt like home so quickly. So my advice, if you're going to Alaska, don't know when you'll be back, it might be a once-in-a-lifetime kind of trip, soak it up and throw on an extra pair of pants and an extra coat and go outside and enjoy it and experience it. And you're there to do a job, bring home, you know, a few wins, but at the same time, it's just taking the sights, because you're in a really unique, special place.
Some great advice that I'm going to listen to, and certainly working on the layers as soon as we get back to Corpus and start thinking about packing. Selfishly, I'm going to ask you on a broadcast side of things. For aspiring broadcasters, anybody who may be listening who wants to go into that field as well, what kind of advice would you give to try to make it, you know, where you've made it?
Do everything you possibly can. It doesn't mean take every opportunity. You obviously have to do what's best for your family, but do as much as you can and practice and practice and practice some more. I always hoped that this opportunity would come for me, but I also always knew that if it ever did, I better be ready for it. And I think that the countless reps, that's why it all felt so familiar, because I did as much as I could for any level. If there was a game that needed to be covered, I was going to cover it. If there was a sport that needed to be covered, I was going to cover it. If there were additional responsibilities that the front office needed, I probably did a million things for the Ice Rays I didn't plan on doing that weren't on the job description when I first took it. And they all really did help me in one way or another prepare for the opportunities I got after that. And that would be my advice. Do as much as you can, especially when you're in a position up and coming that you're able to.
Well, Josh, thanks so much for the time. Great catching up with you, and enjoy the call tonight.
Thanks very much. A pleasure. You too. And good luck down the road.
That's Josh Bogorod, the voice of the Dallas Stars. We'll take a timeout, come back here on the Ice Rays Intermission Report, Sports Radio Corpus Christi.